I'll say this week we are privileged to read Parshas Bereishis, to begin the cycle of the Torah anew. And of course, one of the most dramatic parts of the Parsha is the creation of Adam, the creation of man. And the Ribono Shel Olam says, the Pasuk says, Na'asa Adam Bitzalminu Kidmusenu. Let us make man in our form and in our image. And of course, the Mefarshim are intrigued by the plural lashon of Na'asa, let us make man. And as Rashi HaKadosh comments, he says that the Ribono Shel Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted with the Beis Din Shalmalo. He consulted with the celestial court, the heavenly court, and said, come, let's together make man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying, of course, to go ahead and stave off any potential conflict, as there is an inherent conflict between the angels, between the Malachim and the celestial abode, and man. Which one is going to be the apple of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye? And of course, we know it's man, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was seeking to go ahead and try to prevent any type of animosity by being as inclusive in the process of the creation of man as possible. Na'asa Adam, let us make man. But the Medrash has a different narrative, and the Medrash explains very beautifully that not only was HaKadosh Baruch Hu going ahead and including man in this process, but rather he gathered all of the different midos, all of the different attributes as well, and consulted them whether or not he should create man. And the Medrash says the following. Amar Rabbi Simon, b'shan sheba HaKadosh Baruch Hu livra asa Adam arishon. Rabbi Simon says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to create Adam, so chesed omer yivra shu gomel chasodim. The attribute of chesed, of kindness, said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should create man, because man will be a Baal Chesed. The MS Omer Al Yivra Shekulush Garim. MS said, no, don't create man, because man is filled with lies. Tzedek Omer Yivra Shu Oset Tzedakos. Tzedek said, you should create man, because he'll be charitable, he'll do Tzedakah. Shalom Omer, but Midav Shalom, Midav Peace said, Al Yivra Tekulei Ketata, because man is always fighting. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Ribono Shel Olam do? Notal MS Vishlichu La'aretz. MS, which apparently was the most vociferous voice of opposition to the creation of man, MS, which said that man, you shouldn't create man because man is kula sheker, man is all lies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took MS, he threw MS down to the ground, and afterwards he went ahead and created man. So Rav Menachem Mendel of Kotzk, the Kotzker asks a very simple question. I want to quote it to you. He says, Maha to'ela shehishlech rachas ha'emes hari nishra shalom. Here's the problem. It's true that the Ribono Shel Olam went ahead and he took MS and he threw it down. But MS wasn't the only voice of opposition to the creation of man. What about shalom? What about, right, shalom, the media of peace, also said don't create man because he's so filled with machlokas. So it's very nice, Ribono Shel Olam, that you threw down MS. What about shalom? And the Kotzker says something amazing. He says, Ella, it's an amazing statement. Sometimes, when you go ahead and you get rid of MS, by default, by definition, there will be shalom, there will be peace. He says, "Shorash hamachlokes hu shekol echad lochem leman haMS shelo." The Kotzker says that sometimes the greatest wars are waged over MS. This one has his MS, and this one has his MS, and I'm not willing to yield on what I feel is the MS, and you're not willing to yield on what you feel is the MS. And for the sake of MS, for the sake of truth, there's so much dissent, so much discord, so much machlokes, and therefore says HaKadosh Baruch Hu avalim tochim esa MS. Sometimes if you set aside the MS, shuv ein al ma loriv. There's nothing more to fight about. Ein machlokes. There's no machlokas ve'ein lo l'shalom ala katreg. So the Kotzker says something truly amazing. That sometimes, what the Ribono Shel Olam did was, once he got rid of MS, by definition there's shalom. So what does this mean? Because does this mean that ultimately, again, we should never stand up for what we believe in? That we should never go ahead and sometimes even fight for what we believe in? Of course not. But what the Rebbe is saying is the following. That sometimes, and this goes back to the Rabbi Nachman Shir from yesterday evening as well, that it's important to realize that true MS is something that brings people together. True MS ultimately is a koach ha-ma'achid. Sometimes a person has to ask themselves a simple question. Is it worth the machlokas? You know, often in life, there's a question between being right and being happy. And all too often, people choose being right over being happy. So sometimes a person can be an isha MS. Yes, I know what I'm saying is correct. I know I'm correct. That might be fine, but the question is it worth the discord to be right? Sometimes it's better to have shalom than it is to have MS. Absolutely, are there times in life where you have to stand firm in your ideals? Are there times in life where you have to take a stand, even if it's going to cause difficulty and discord? Of course, but the reality is, those times are few and far between. More often in life, it's better to go ahead and set aside MS, and by definition, have shalom. That's the lesson that the Ribono Shel Olam was trying to teach us in this week's parasha. Hishlich MS Artzo. Sometimes if you don't always have to be right, if you don't always have to have the MS, you'll have so much more shalom. It's an incredible lesson in our shalom bias. How many times is there marital discord because a couple has a disagreement and each one yearns so badly to be right? I want to be correct. Person has to ask themselves sometimes, it's better to hishlich MS artza. Sometimes it's better to get rid of the MS. Sometimes I don't have to be right, but it's better to have shalom. How often within our greater people, you know, there are many different segments and there are many different sects within Klal Yisrael. And there are many disagreements, and some of them legitimate and meaningful disagreements. But yet sometimes we have to be able to set aside the MS in order to be able to have shalom. Sometimes when we can yield on being right, it gives us the beautiful and magnificent opportunity to coexist and to have magnificent shalom. That's the lesson that Ribono Shel Olam teaches us. Hishlich MS Artzo. Sometimes when you're able to go ahead and set MS aside, when possible, you're able to enjoy beautiful shalom. But there's one last piece. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh comments on this and he says, I want to quote to you, he says, V'tamua l'chora margalis tovazu chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu miskodales ba'afar v'ein ish merim osa min ha'aretz. You know, the Medrash makes it sound like the Baal Shem just took MS and he threw it down. But yet MS, we know MS is the chosam. MS is the signet ring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean that the Baal Shem Olam took MS and he threw it down to the ground? And the Baal Shem Tov says something amazing. The Baal Shem Tov says, when the Ribono Shel Olam threw it to the ground, therefore, tzarich laharchin atzmo eleha. You know, when something's on the ground, you have to bend down in order to pick it up. The Ribono Shel Olam was teaching us, you want true MS in life? Bend down and pick it up. Bending down represents humbling oneself. That a person should recognize that in order to engage in the true pursuit of MS, a person has to be marchin and machnia es atzmo. A person has to humble themselves. Sometimes there are wars that are waged in the name of MS, but it's not really MS, because there's another thing that people often confuse with MS, and it's called ego. And sometimes it's very difficult to differentiate what it is. Am I crusading for myself, for my ego, or am I crusading ultimately again for the MS? Therefore, Hishlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS Artza. The Ribono Shel Olam said this MS, and I want you to be Anshe MS. I want you to be people of truth. MS is the very meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if you're going to be an Isha MS, the first prerequisite to being an Isha MS is Hishlich MS Artza. Marchin Machnia Esatzmo. I have to humble myself. Only once a person has true humility is a person able to truly pursue the midah of MS. Because without humility, unfortunately, the pursuit of MS could very easily descend into the pursuit of self-aggrandizement and the pursuit of the ego. So if we bring these two ideas together, Ribono Shel Olam teaches us one of many beautiful lessons in this week's parasha. Sometimes in life we have to make a choice between MS and shalom. And although there are times in life where we have to choose MS, there are many more times in life where it's better to set MS aside, hishlich MS artza, and by definition, there'll be shalom. Let us be zocha mirtza Hashem, to be anshe shalom. First of all, let us be zocha to really find true MS. But understand that in order to find MS in life, the prerequisite to MS, hishlich MS artza, I have to bend down to the ground. I have to humble myself. Let us find the courage to ultimately engage and acquire the midah of humility, thereby acquire the attribute of MS. But let us have even greater courage to know that sometimes it's better not to be right. Sometimes it's okay not to be the Isha MS, because we're rewarded with such beautiful shalom. Maybe Zochem Yartz Hashem to a Shabbos of Shalom. Maybe Zochem Yartz Hashem to a year of Shalom. Maybe Zochem through that Shalom to find beautiful life MS. Wishing everyone a wonderful, beautiful, and uplifting Shabbos.